You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, Black and White Sports fans, the invasion of men in women's sports is coming to an end. At least in the NAIA. Now, the NAIA is the governing body of close to 250 small schools. Now, whereas the NCAA, they're cowards. They are cowards. We have documented in many, many videos how women actually had to change in the locker rooms with biological men. Leah Thomas, Will Thomas, exposing himself in the locker room among women. And the women were very, very uncomfortable, but hey, they weren't allowed to actually speak out because the NCAA and woke schools, they were cowards. Just the other day, Dawn Staley was asked by OutKick about her stance on transgenders in sports. Dawn Staley hesitated. Why? Because the woke mob would actually come after her. So she gave the politically correct answer because if not, she would have been under fire, even though Dawn Staley knows that men have no place in women's sports. Now, the NAIA dealt a devastating blow. I mean, the whole world should actually hear this one, guys, because the vote, it wasn't even close. It was a unanimous 20-0 vote, a landslide to ban men from women's sports. They said, nah, we ain't playing this game. It's over with. It is over with. Now, the NCAA definitely should follow suit, but we know the NCAA is not going to do that. They're not going to do that, guys. So let's talk about it. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Check this out. NAIA bans transgender athletes from women's sports with unanimous vote. Not one person deviated. The NAIA, which governs 249 small colleges around the United States, has banned transgender athletes from competing in women's sports. The governing body announced the news on Monday after the Council of Presidents approved the policy in a 20-0 vote. The NAIA is believed to be the first national college athletics governing body to ban transgender athletes and only allow women to compete in women's sports who were, and I'm not going to use this word assigned, who are born female at birth. That's the way you should actually do it. I like OutKick here, but don't use this assigned female at birth. Just don't do it. Okay. Mark Harris. But anyway, interestingly enough, the NAIA's previous policy regarding transgender athletes only applied to postseason competition. The new policy will keep trans athletes out of women's sports for all competitions. The updated policy also blocks individuals who were born female at birth who have begun masculinizing hormone therapy to transition to women. So let me get that right again here. It says the updated policy also blocks individuals. Okay. So the people that's already in the process of transitioning, they're banned. They're banned too. but look here. Jim Carr, the president of the NAIA, said this, quote, "We know there are a lot of different opinions out there. For us, we believe our first responsibility was to create fairness and competition in the NAIA. We also think it aligns with the reasons Title IX was created. Thank you. You're allowed to have separate but equal opportunities for women to compete." Carr's explanation may seem simple, but that's because it's using common sense and biology. The debate about trans athletes and women's sports is simple. There are differences between biological males and females, and those differences exist and have an impact in sport. Yeah, because listening to Dawn Staley the other day, one of the reasons why she actually hesitated answering that question is because her team, who actually won the national title, 39-0 in a season, something like that, dominated. Their biggest competition is actually in practice. Why? because they actually practice against men. Yeah, they scrimmage against men. Guess what? They lose all the time. They get their butts kicked. So when they actually go out to the game is much easier. Why? Because they're actually playing against females. They can't beat the men. It is just that simple, man. But anyway, this new policy is going into effect on August the 1st. Yes, all sports governing bodies need to do this. Because there's no reason whatsoever for a man to identify as a woman and then go and play female sports. This really all started, guys, with Barack Hussein Obama. I remember I was actually sitting down at my desk at work. I think this was 2015, 2016. Obama was about to leave office. And then he started pushing to have men be in the same restrooms with women as long as they identify as women. I was like, wait a minute, what? This has to be the most craziest thing I've ever heard of in my life. I remember sitting there, and now looking back on it, that opened the door to all of the madness that we're seeing right now in sports. I mean, if it wasn't for Obama, man, we probably wouldn't be making, you know, like 10 videos a month on transgenders in sports. Yeah, this thing has gotten so out of control, man. When you actually have a woman like Riley Gaines who goes out there and she's an advocate for female sports because she's an athlete. She actually competed against Will Thomas and she didn't like it. But the left stream media, the wokes out there, they actually go and attack her. She goes onto a college campus and wants to have a conversation about this. And the woke students go on the attack. And guess what happened to those woke students? Nothing. They got away with holding her hostage. This is how crazy, man, this topic really has become. It's way, way, way out of hand, man. And the NCAA, man, really should actually change their rules. But they're just too cowardly, man. They're not going to do it. But the NAIA, who governs small schools said, nah, we ain't having this, man. We're not having this. We're going to protect women. Why is it, guys, that we actually don't see it the other way around? Why don't we actually see the women identifying as men? I mean, even in swimming, remember that was actually Isaac Hensig, who was a female but wanted to identify as a male. Yeah, swimming against the women. I don't know if she ended up competing against the men. And if she did, it probably did not go very well. It's only happening on one side, guys. One side only. But shout out to the NAIA for doing what was right. This madness has now ended. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.